Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., the Small Business Week celebrating 2012, Small Business Week 2012. I have a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, talk to us about SBE Council.
Sure. We're a small business membership group. We work on every policy issue, I think, imaginable that impacts small businesses and entrepreneurs. We have about 100,000 members across the country. If you go to our website, sbecouncil.org, you'll find all sorts of good stuff on, as I said, policy issues, columns. We just had a new study released on how monetary policy impacts the price of oil and how that impacts, in turn, small businesses. So there's a whole host of good information there. You can become a member. You can look at our various studies that we do on congressional voting records and also how the states rank on a whole host of things. So it's good stuff. Good stuff. I encourage everybody to go to the website.
Nobody covers the states with regard to entrepreneurial health, ladies and gentlemen, than Ray Keating does. And his index he comes out with every year on which states are the best for small business and which are not is absolutely illuminating. Ray, again, congratulations on that work. Ray, I want to talk about private equity for a minute. It looks like the background that Governor Romney has in private equity is going to be a big something that apparently the Obama administration wants to make a case out of, and of course Romney's made it fair game because he has said, you know, this is my background, this is why I know how to fix the economy, and so the Obama administration are taking him on, but there have been a few backlashes from some of the Democrats who've come out and said, private equity is not a bad thing. Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, I think, came out and said that.
Right.
Trying to think of the other congressman from Tennessee. I'll say his name in a minute. Anyway, he came out and said the same thing. Stephen Ratner, the president's car czar, came out and said that. In fact, but Ratner said something recently. He actually said it yesterday or today, that I want to point out. He said that private equity is not a bad thing, but he said there's something we need to realize about private equity. Private equity firms are not in the business to create jobs. Private equity firms are in the business to create wealth. Now, he said it like you might think that was a bad thing. I got to thinking about that, and I remember thinking something I've said many times in the past. Small business owners don't found their company thinking, oh, boy, how many jobs can I create?
What
Ratner said about private equity, they're not founded to create jobs. They're founded to create wealth. You could say that about every small business in America.
That's exactly right. You go into business to ultimately make a profit, to make a living. That's what it's all about. You have a product or service that you want to put out there and test in the marketplace. The benefit is, if you are successful, that you grow. Yes, you create wealth, and in order to grow, you have to hire people to make your company run. So that's the objective. If the objective is to create jobs, then you go back to those dopey things that we've had in the past, you know, like during the Great Depression and the silly programs that FDR put forward and what the Soviet Union did.
Let's be honest, and I don't mean to put a controversial point on this. I'm not trying to be inflammatory. But that's what communism did.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Communism created jobs. Communism, and I'm not aiming that word at anybody. But communism wasn't designed to create wealth. Communism was designed to create jobs.
Right. You can hire somebody to go dig a hole and then fill it up, and do that day after day. But that's pointless. It does nothing. The ultimate point here, in terms of capitalism, in terms of free enterprise, is that individuals harness their abilities to ultimately serve others. That's they talk about private, if you want to bring in private equity, small businesses in general, they try to label it as greed and so on and so on. You know what? Whatever your personal motivation is, when you go in the marketplace, you have to look to others in order to succeed. You have to see what they need, what they might want, and you have to supply that before you are able to succeed. That's the key to
job,
the enterprise.
Jobs are the byproduct of entrepreneurial desire and effort. They're the
absolutely
byproduct.
Correct.
They're not the goal.
I teach this to my MBA students. Absolutely correct.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, give us the website again, please.
SBECouncil.org.
And the book, Chuck versus the Business War, is available wherever books are sold, right?
Yep, go to Amazon.com and grab it there. You can read it on your Kindle, or you can get a nice trade paperback.
Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Happy Small Business Week. We'll see you next time.
Same for you, Jim. Take care. Thanks.
Yeah. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Bisongame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Small Business Week in our nation's capital. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.